stations promise outstanding content, but when it's time to deliver, they fall flat on their ridiculous faces. Enter LA Talk Radio, a cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk station that delivers totally original content without any commercials. Log on to latalkradio.com and get involved with the best talk radio station on the internet. LA Talk Radio, we say what we want.
The morning show that's on your side. But then again, so is appendicitis.
Broadcasting live from the palatial studios of LA Talk Radio, get ready for the best morning show on the internet. It's time for Sam in the Morning with Brigetta, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Thursday. It's May 24th and we're back in the studio live.
We're back live.
The first day this week, but we're here. Hey.
Yeah.
When we can be, we're here.
We can be, we're here. Exactly.
Yeah. Thank you all for joining us. We've been gone for 3 days because Brigetta was in New York City.
NYC.
She's going to tell us all about it in a minute.
Yes.
And, well, you look refreshing and everything and energized. So that's a good thing.
Yeah, it was a good thing.
Yeah.
You know, it was good to be there because I do miss New York. I miss New York a lot. That's where I kind of, like, I grew up in Maryland, but then I went to New York for a while. That's where I got started.
Right.
So it was good to be there in you know, cement city, but it...
New York is always fun, I think. You know, I like going to New York and stuff. So how long did you live there before? Like 2 years or something?
I was there for about a year and a half.
A year and a half?
It was great.
So did you get to see some friends in the mix here while you were working and everything?
And my sister lives there, so that was good.
Yeah,
and so I got there, and what did I do? Went shopping a little bit. It was Sunday I got there.
Yeah.
So went shopping a little bit. We were exhausted, though. We were trying to stay up so that we could sleep.
Yeah.
To get up early at like 6 a.m. the next day, which is 3 a.m. here.
Right.
So, that was funny. And so then I worked all day Monday. It was TechCrunch. Tech show that was it's on starter websites and big websites and whatnot. So big show. Mm. So I worked 12 hours on Monday. I wanted to die.
Yeah, and you have to stand up the whole time too?
Yeah. It's weird. They don't even give you stools. I'm like, they make you pay so much to be in these things, right?
Yeah.
And they don't even give you stools. What kind of crap is that? So luckily, like in the very beginning, I was smart and I ran over and stole a chair from the cafeteria.
Yeah.
And so I was kneeling on it because they're like bar tables, the stools where your computer and your setup is and all that. So, it was interesting. It was just a long, long day.
Yeah,
really long day.
That's long. Were you there only one day, or did you have to work a couple days?
Well, I had to go back. Yeah, I go back again on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Well, it was weird because, like, you pay for – well, you have to, like – there's certain alleys, I guess. And there's, like, an alley called, like, Startup Alley. So all of the new websites that are brand new get in Startup Alley. And then if you, like, get accepted, then you're in, like, this other section, and you're there for more days. And then, like, it's a battle, and then you get to go on stage and present. And then they win an award of, like, the best new one. And I think they give you money to, like, start more up or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And there's, like, all older websites like Daily Steals and things like that that are pretty well known and big that are there and such.
So what is it, like, technological startups and stuff?
It's all any kind of website that you want to have that you want to start up. So I went there with Love It, the website that I help with where I do videos and stuff. And Love It, it's like a cross between Groupon meets YouTube, where they have daily deals. But it's users, like you make the deal. Like, for example, like if you like something and you're like, I really like, you know, these glasses are amazing. They're comfortable, that they just fit really well on me, whatever. And you make a video and you say this, you upload it to the site. The site then finds the manufacturer or company or business or whatever it is, lets them know you made a video, and the company has an option to make a deal.
Right.
So your video is on there, so it's really cool because you're like the face of the marketing for them.
Right. It's like word of mouth marketing type of thing. Yeah.
It's pretty neat, and then they attach deals to it, and you get hooked up with good deals. Well, everyone does.
Yeah.
So it's really cool, and there's like some other incentives and stuff. So really cool idea. And then I went and saw other, because it's like you're competing against all these other people. So I looked around, and some ideas were really awesome, and some were like not a big deal.
Yeah.
They're just like whatever. So there were only two girls in the entire place. It's all men.
You know, yeah. You know, everybody gets a fucking idea and starts a business, you know? I mean, sometimes it just doesn't work.
Yeah.
You know, it might sound good on paper, but it doesn't work, you know?
I will let you know that I did do a little photo shoot for DailySteals.com, so I am on their site.
DailySteals.com.
DailySteals.com. They were selling these shirts, and they were looking for a female model, and happened to stumble upon me because there were only two girls in the entire place for the entire convention. Like all 3 days, like the owners,
So even other companies didn't have female models and stuff?
No.
Really?
No. No.
Wow.
Yeah, and I'm looking around and I'm like, if you guys want to stand out, like let me show you what to
do. Yeah, you need a chick here.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah. But so yeah, I modeled a t-shirt for the company. So if you go to DailySteals.com, I think it's under yesterday's deal. So look at past deals, and I'm up on it. We're in the shirts.
In the shirts. Oh, you're wearing the shirts.
I'm wearing one of the shirts. Yeah, yeah, they sell all different kinds. They're like a Amazon type thing, but smaller. So they've got all kinds of stuff. So that was pretty cool.
Yeah.
So yeah, and then
did you get any clothes out of the deal?
I got two shirts.
Oh, two shirts. Okay.
I got the two shirts that I wore. So I gave one to my sister, and I kept the green one. It was cute. So yeah, whatever. But so that was fun, and then I ran into some other friends. I went out with at night, and. My sister, God, I love her, but she is odd.
Yeah.
I mean, you met her.
Yeah.
Well, I remember we went to like a Gramercy Park Hotel one night, and a couple of my friends were there, and I was like, please, just whatever you do, don't embarrass me, you know, like just be cool, like. And
why does she embarrass you sometimes?
Sometimes she's very New York, very hipster. She's very hipster. So she's very stubborn. She doesn't care what anyone thinks. She'll wear what she wants. Well, I'm sorry, but if you're in a nice 5-star hotel with executives from different major companies, and I have Wall Street friends that are there, you need to dress appropriately. You need to listen to me, or you just don't come, you know?
Yeah.
And she doesn't get that always. And she came in and she was okay the first night. She brought her girlfriend with her. I've now learned that she can't bring a friend with her. If she brings a friend, she becomes an idiot.
Really?
So she was fine. Yeah. And then as soon as we leave, and I'm like, thank God no one was following us or with us, she starts playing the harmonica. Yeah. She whips it out of her bag, and her girlfriend each have their own harmonicas and are playing them outside the hotel. I was
really?
So embarrassed I walked
away. Out the street?
I'm like, you are so fucking weird. The Gramercy Park Hotel. Are you kidding me? You're doing this in front of that? What? You're like, I was literally like, oh my God, get away from me now. I don't know you.
Yeah.
So, and she's like, and normally I don't care. Like, I'm funny and being chill, but like, not there.
You What's just, with the harmonica thing?
She's just weird. She's so weird.
Did you know she played it?
No, didn't even know. Not surprised, but didn't even know.
Yeah.
So that was odd. And then they were annoying. Like, they were playing it on the street, and I was like, oh my God, I just want to go home now. I'm like tired. So,
yeah.
I went back to the hotel, and, they were playing it in the cab, and I was like, if you play it again in the cab, I'm going to smack you with it. So I'm like, the captain ever doesn't want to hear this shit. Neither do I. We're in a confined space. The windows are closed. You think I want to hear that at 1 in the morning? And no, I don't. After I work 12 hours, fuck off.
Does she at least play well?
It's not even funny. I don't know. I was too annoyed by the sound.
Yeah.
I was like, this is not happening right now. So, yeah. So then she put it away eventually. So that was irritating. Then she's like, I'm leaving. I'm like, whatever. So then she went and she decided to walk like the streets with her friend Karina to some bar in Bumfuck. I'm like, whatever, do whatever you want. She comes in at like 5 a.m.
Wow.
Like, that's your, whatever.
Yeah.
And then she left me in Brooklyn last night.
Really?
I wanted to kill her. So we all went out and we had a blast, whatever. And we get all the way down to Brooklyn. I didn't realize how far it was because it's quick, you know, at night when there's no traffic. But
right.
I didn't realize how far it was in the morning. So I had to, like, catch the flight back, you know? And I'm like, what am I supposed to do? So I don't know where I am. Like, she's not there. She went off with some dude.
Yeah.
I have no idea where I am.
Wow.
I have no idea how to get back to the hotel. So I finally have to just cab it $50 later.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm like, this, I was so pissed.
I'm sure.
So pissed. I'm like, oh my God. And then I'm like, are you going to come get, because then her stuff was at my hotel.
Uh-huh.
So I'm like, are you going to come get your stuff? And she's like, no, I'm too wasted. And I'm like, so I had to go leave all her bags at the bell desk for her to come pick up later in the day. I'm like, see, I love her to death and she can be so cool.
Yeah.
Then there's these times where I'm like, she's 22.
Yeah,
she's 22.
Exactly.
She's 22.
She's still young. You know,
yeah.
They do crazy shit.
Yeah.
Stupid things.
Yeah, really stupid things. But then we went to yoga like one night. So that was cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was really cool. We did a hot yoga. You know those hot yoga classes?
No, I don't know what those are.
Oh my God.
Hot yoga?
It's insane. So. Mm-hmm. They have hot yoga where it's 108 degrees in the room.
Wow.
Yeah. And really? So you sweat during yoga anyway, but this is like crazy. So like it's like they steam the room, and I wasn't sure how I'd feel about it because I don't like being my feet and hands sweaty really. Yeah. So I was like, oh, well, we'll see. I'm just going to try it. And thank God she brought peppermint oil. Peppermint oil helps cool your body. Mm. So I put peppermint oil on down and I was like, it actually did work. It cooled me down. Like, so I didn't realize how hot it was. And you're kind of meditating and stuff as well. So, it was great.
Yeah,
it was
like
one of the best classes, and they use like singing bowls and gong stuff. Yeah, today I am so sore right now, and like you would think all the push-ups we did, my arms would be sore, and they're not. It's like literally all my side abs.
Really?
Like they hurt so bad, but it's like, oh, it's good. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, that's yoga, right? I mean, you work these parts of the body and stuff.
Yeah, but I wasn't expecting it to be so sore there, because I've done yoga, tons of yoga.
That's true.
It was, way more sore than.
Yeah. Well, talking about that, you're going to be proud of me. I joined the gym yesterday.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Where?
24-hour fitness here at the Galleria.
Okay.
Because I tried LA Fitness. And
I love that place.
I went to LA Fitness, like, down the street, and it's a fucking dive, you know?
Oh, yeah. Man.
So I went in there. I mean, even the water fountains were, like, fucking rusty. I'm like, what the fuck kind of a place is this?
See, that's weird. Oh, wait. It used to be a Bally's?
Yeah.
Okay, I will explain. All the Bally's are really run down, and LA Fitness bought all of the Bally's.
That's what I figured,
They're actually, all the Bally's locations are being redesigned and redone, or they're moving, because the same thing happened with me, the one in Glendale. So I'm like, this sucks. Yeah. You know, I'm like, it's a hole in the wall, please.
It really is.
But the other ones are really nice.
Really?
So they said the new place will be ready in about a month, but you just have to suck it up for a month. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they try to stick me with $250 initiation fee. I looked at her. I said, are you out of your mind?
What?
So she's like, well, I'll lower it to $99. I'm like, fuck this shit, you know?
Yeah.
So, and I wasn't impressed by the place. So I left.
Yeah.
And I thought I'd try 24-hour fitness. What a beautiful place.
Really?
Yeah. Here at the Galleria.
But you have to pay for parking.
No, you don't.
Here you don't?
No, they validate it.
Okay, because the other places why I didn't join was $2 a day for parking.
Really?
So that's, if you go every day, that's $60 bucks extra.
Yeah, that's a lot.
So that's why I didn't join the other ones.
Yeah. But no, this one you get validation and shit.
Oh.
And they get like
shit.
Yeah. And they have like two stories, so it's cool because the main room is like really loud with music and a lot of people, but you can go downstairs and it's a quieter room, so you can work out in peace. You
that's
know?
Pretty cool.
Yeah.
Whoops.
And. And there was like $30 initiation fee and only $25 a month.
Oh, wow. Yeah. That's
so that's
not bad
like
at all.
Less than the other place.
Okay.
Now the question is, am I going to go? And am I going to use it?
Well, you know what? First step is the big step.
Yeah. Look, I joined in order to go, so I'm sure I'm going to go. How often, I don't know. But I think once I get started, I'll probably want to go as often as possible.
Right.
Because I think once you get into it, You crave it, right?
It takes 21 days to make a habit.
Really?
Yep, 21 days to make a habit. So if you go for 21 days, then you'll feel good.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
For me, it takes 3 days to make a habit.
All right, never mind then.
Yeah, I get hooked on everything.
You're funny.
But no, I'm looking forward to that because, you know, I feel my body is starting to get weaker.
Really?
You know, my muscles are getting weaker and stuff, you know. I feel like I constantly have to stretch and...
See, yoga will be good for you.
Yeah?
Yeah. And try it at 24-hour. It's a different experience,
Yeah, they do have classes, too.
Yeah,
like yoga classes and stuff. Yeah, maybe I will. You
should. Yeah, I think you'll really like it. At least those classes to start. I mean, the meditation stuff's totally different. That's just, you know, gym yoga.
Right.
But you'll enjoy the stretching, and you'll feel really good because it'll help move it all out and get it all loose. But you'll actually see muscle tone, like, really? Like, quickly.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Yeah.
With yoga.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yoga and they do like, I would do Pilates too, but like yoga and Pilates mix is pretty awesome. Like you really do get toned arms and it elongates your body because you're doing all the stretches.
Mm-hmm.
It really like, you'll notice your arms and everything getting more tone and your body actually feels like you're growing in a way because you become like, like I said, it lengthens.
Oh.
It's pretty neat.
Yeah.
So you look like slimmer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'm looking forward to that.
Good.
We'll see, you know.
Sweet.
And but it was busy when I was there, like at 11:30. But she says 12:00 all the classes are over, this place will be dead.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Did your wife join too?
What's that?
Did your wife join too?
Not yet.
Not yet.
Maybe she will. Maybe she will. But I had to take the first step.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I really did. So I'm looking forward to that. And
good.
You know, to be a healthier person. You know. And I have a feeling it's also gonna make me smoke less if not at all.
I was thinking that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
No, I mean, in the past, when I wanted to quit cigarettes, I would just take up exercise And then they're sort of like not compatible.
Right.
You know, hopefully. You can't like go and do cardio and then smoke a cigarette. I hope you can.
You would know? Want, you would, yeah.
Yeah, I
you
probably will. It. But no, at least I'll be counteracting the smoking with something else, you know, so, so that would be cool. So, good. So, yeah. Now the show you were in, that lasted what, 2-3 days?
It was till Wednesday.
Oh, till Wednesday.
It was till Wednesday, 3 days.
Okay. Were there a lot of people there?
I mean, it was a decent... Honestly, it wasn't what I thought it was going to be. I'm used to huge conventions with, like, tons of people. I really don't think it was that... It was that packed, like, that it should be. I mean, given it did rain the first 2 days. So maybe that's why. I don't know. Oh. It just... Who knows? It just wasn't... Yeah, it was weird. I was actually like, this is weird.
Yeah. Well, it's not a traditional show, you know? I mean, it's more like, you know,
it's all
startups
laptops.
And stuff. Yeah.
It's all laptops.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of investors came. We got a lot of, you know, good people that we talked to press-wise and investor-wise. But it's still, it's, it wasn't like my normal convention.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you worked a lot of conventions in the past?
Yes.
Really?
So many.
Yeah.
So many. Yeah. It's crazy.
I know, you get to see all the geeks and the nerds and everything.
Yeah. That was cool.
That's funny, yeah.
Yeah. Anyways.
I mean, I enjoyed the time off, you know. I mean, I still got up early, so I don't, you know, so I didn't stay in bed till 12 or something.
Mm-hmm.
So I still got up early, but it was nice, you know, not to have to get dressed right away.
Yeah.
And go to
like,
work.
Darn. Yeah. That's cool. What are you doing for this weekend, the Memorial Day?
I don't know yet, man, but I usually don't travel when everybody else does.
Really?
You know? Yeah.
Okay.
So I'll probably not go anywhere because the traffic is just so bad.
It's so
bad.
And
sometimes I forget about it. You know, you look forward to the trip.
Yeah.
You're like, wow, we'll have fun driving and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And then you try to get out of town and it's bumper to bumper.
Yep.
You know? And then you go, why the hell am I even bothering with this?
You know? Yeah, I know.
It's
I
not
feel
fun.
You.
It's not relaxing.
I totally did. I know I was supposed to. I totally forgot that it was Memorial Weekend, and I was supposed to go to my girlfriend there to Mexico to their condo, and I had never been.
Mm.
And she's in the hospital actually right now. So and I forgot all about going anyway.
Mm.
And I can't plan things because I'm always gonna forget.
Yeah.
You know, like I'm always I only can plan. Like 3 days before, and then I'm like, oh yeah.
Okay. I know, even then I forget. You know,
yeah.
I put it on my phone and I still forget.
Plus, like things come up and it's like, oh yeah, I got this. Oh yeah, I want to do this. And like, I don't know. Like I can't plan. I actually freak out if I have to like plan sometimes.
Really?
Some things I get it. You know, my mom's on my case right now because she's like, when are you coming to Florida? And I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, you were just there.
I know, but they're making their plans already. Like I guess they're gonna be there the end of June, for like 2 weeks. And they're like, you need to come out here. And I'm like, I don't know when I can. And they're like, well, you needed to make a flight and decision now. I'm like, you can't say this to me. I don't know. And you need to just chill out because I can't think that far ahead. Like, that's just too far ahead for me. Like, I don't know. So, yeah, they drive me insane.
Oh, man, family, I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Man,
and I do like going there. I love being there. I mean, don't get me wrong, but like, I just can't. Yeah. But and I do actually have to use a flight I think it's August. I have a flight. I have free flights on JetBlue.
Really?
A couple of them and they expire. So I'm like, oh, I might as well use it at some point.
How'd you get that? With miles or what?
No, it's from charity events that I do.
Oh, I see. Okay.
They actually donate for the charity events and then I bid on my own stuff sometimes. I mean, I bid on the good stuff, but yeah, I mean, we auctioned them off, and then I have one got sold for a lot, actually, which is pretty cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Nice.
And then they give them free, and cause it's free round-trip tickets to anywhere they fly, which is cool. That's how I went to Puerto Rico last year, which is pretty awesome. But yeah, I do a lot of different charity stuff, and I happen to bid on the things I really like. And no, I don't cheat. You know, I actually do bid on them, and it does go to charity.
Okay.
So there you go.
There you go.
But I mean, I'd rather pay, you know, $100 for a round trip ticket anywhere they fly than paying, you know, $1,000 for a ticket.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And that's what
for
it's worth.
Sure.
It's worth like a lot. It's $1,000. So cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, do you want to go to Miami again this soon or?
I do in a way, but like, I don't know if like I can't think about it right now. I've got so much that I'm trying to do.
Yeah.
Like, I just, I don't know. I don't know. I can't.
You get something black on your lips there from the drink.
Oh, yeah. By the way, so I am mixing, if you hear some weird noises.
Yeah.
I'm mixing my...
Mud.
It does look like mud.
It looks like mud.
It's brown.
Yeah.
And it's got, like, powder, and it's got it all over myself.
You're fine.
It's like, it looks like a milk mustache, but it's not. It's like water and this like green crap. Well,
yeah, you just got a little piece from the plant or whatever it is you drink.
It's all over. And that's the thing is, like, whenever I drink it, the powder stays on like the actual cup.
Yeah.
So like you get the ring around like your lips. And I'm like, oh yeah.
What does this thing taste like? I mean, what does it taste like?
I mean, it's chocolate flavored.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
But it kind of tastes like, I don't know, it tastes like organic chocolate, I guess.
Really?
Which is not very sweet. It's just literally full of vitamins.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know.
Do you find it helps you?
Absolutely. In fact, it's the only thing, like, if you're dehydrated, it hydrates you instantly.
Really?
So if, like, you're hungover, drink it. Mm. You need to, like, drink too much coffee, you need to wake up, drink it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's weird. I forgot about this. So, randomly, I'm the W, and I'm actually doing a review on that hotel that I stayed at. Mm. And, on top of everything else.
You stayed at the W.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Yeah.
That's a nice hotel.
Right in Times Square.
Put you up nice.
Yeah.
Nicely.
So, and I'm doing a review on the hotel as well, so I got even more hooked up. And they sent up champagne and strawberries to my room, and I drank some of the champagne.
Uh-huh.
Called migraine. Hello. I drank it, you know, after, like, being on the plane, being so tired, being so dehydrated, not drinking water, lots of caffeine, and then drank that. I had a migraine all night long. I wanted to die.
Yeah.
It was so bad.
Champagne will do that to you.
Oh, my God. So I was like, no. And it was good champagne, too. So that happened.
Yeah.
But I took a green pack, and then I felt better the next day.
Wow.
So that was good.
Yeah.
But greens packs are amazing. Yeah.
Yeah. What's it called?
Greens pack.
Greens pack?
Yeah.
Is that what it
greens
is?
Greens pack. It's by Trace Minerals.
Oh, okay.
They're so good. It's got like green foods, vegetables, fruits, superfruits, fiber, antioxidants, enzymes, probiotics, lecithin, and concentrates. Don't know
what
that is.
Wow, they took just about everything and threw it in the pack.
Kind of, yeah. I mean, it's got red wine extract. It's got all kinds of antioxidants, cinnamon powder and vegetables, licorice root, grape powder, red beets, blueberry. Okay. I mean, you name it. It goes on and on and on. Like alfalfa, like whatever. The best of the best stuff.
Whole fucking garden in the back.
Yeah, it's an entire garden. That's why it's called greens pack.
Oh, okay.
But it, I know it sounds nasty, but it's chocolate flavored, so...
Good. Well, if it works for you, that's cool.
Yeah, it's amazing.
It's good because, I mean, in today's diets, we don't eat a lot of vegetables and fruit and stuff, you know?
I know.
We eat a lot of shit. That's what we eat.
Yeah. Yeah, we do. Yeah. So, anyway, I found a roommate.
Oh, you did?
I did. I'm really excited.
Congratulations.
Yes. He is actually, he's a doctor, or he's in school to be a doctor, so he's in residency, I guess is what it's called.
Right.
So, he works crazy hours, but he's really cool. We all got along great, and he's like, down to earth, cool guy, so we're excited about him moving in.
Good.
Jesse's actually staying a little bit longer, so, and it's perfect because he doesn't have to be out till then, so that's happening.
Yeah.
So I'm like stoked, I don't need to worry about, you know, the roommate thing
good.
Anymore.
Good, so it's good to see you having a good week for a change.
Yeah, I know, I was like, yes, it's good stuff. And then she had a girlfriend that just moved here last night from Missouri or somewhere, Mississippi, somewhere over there, some M word, some state begins with an M. so she's staying with us until they move into the new place too. So
cool.
It's a full house.
Yeah. So you got a lot of action there. It's
it's
not quiet or boring or anything.
No. And then my other roommate is leaving on a paleontologist expedition.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. He's gone for 2 weeks to dig up some dinosaur stuff.
Where?
I think it's, I don't know if it's Arizona. I think it's further away than that. So I don't really remember, but yeah, it's actually crazy. I walk in last night and I'm like, home. And I'm like, what the fuck happened? Like, there is stuff everywhere. And I'm like, why is there stuff that I get your packing. And I get your packing for 2 weeks. And it's, you know, he's bringing all the tents for everyone that works there because he's in charge of the whole expedition. So he's got all these tents everywhere. And every room is like a different crap. I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, I don't want my dog to know that I'm packing. I'm like, what? He's like, well, my dog knows that I leave. My dog freaks out. So he has stuff in every single room trying to confuse the dog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
So our whole back bar area is full of all the camping gear. And then our whole, like, office area is full of his clothes that he's packing.
Right.
The kitchen area is full of, like, I don't even know what the hell that shit is. And then the dining room area was clean. And then I, like this morning, it was like stuff's everywhere.
Yeah. So he'd rather the dog get totally shocked when he leaves rather than prepare him for it.
I know. I'm like, this is retarded.
Oh, wow. People and their animals, I'm telling you.
Yeah, my dogs just know. They like see the suitcase and they're like, oh, she's gone again. Oh, she'll be back. It's all good.
Yeah.
I got attacked by the dog. They were like, yeah, oh my God. They were so excited that I came back.
Really?
Yeah. Looking all
they
over.
They attacked you?
No, I mean kisses. Like, yeah. Good stuff, you know.
Kisses.
Like, yeah. Kisses. So anyway, what's
That's
going on?
Cool. So I wanted to bring up tonight, there's a new show starting at 4 o'clock with Lexington Steel. Have you heard of him?
No.
He's got a 9-inch cock, this guy.
Oh, I have heard of him.
Yeah.
Porn star.
Yeah, porn star. And, you know, men are usually not famous in porn, you know, but some guys that, you know, have unusual anatomy, I guess, would stand out, you know.
I don't think, so, 9 inches, is that big?
That's 11 inches.
Oh, I thought you said 11.
Yeah, 11.
I was like, 9's not that big, but okay, 11 inches.
Yeah, 9's not that big.
I mean, it's it's above average, absolutely. Yeah, right. It's big, but it's not like,
but 11
not
is
like
huge.
Enough to have a show about.
Yeah.
11, okay.
I mean,
John Holmes was 13.
Pictures,
John Holmes was 13 and a half.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But this guy's cock seems a lot bigger. You know, I looked at pictures and stuff.
You look at like the cock pictures?
Yeah. I mean, I want to see what he
were
does.
Were you comparing it to yours? Why do guys do that?
Yeah, who would want to compare themselves to Lexington Steel?
I mean, don't know.
Come on, you know?
Wait,
I mean, that
a
thing
second.
Is fucking huge.
I think I know. Is he shorter, too?
Or no, he's a tall black guy.
Oh, and then I don't know him.
Yeah.
But I heard of his name.
Yeah.
Because there's one guy who's a porn star, and I went to a comic book signing. Mm. Well, I was working for this comic book thing. And I was dressed up as this character or whatever at this comic book store. And he was there, too, as like to help support the group. And I didn't know who he was. He was, like, wearing some leotard. And he's like, I can't remember his name because you would know who it is. It's a very well-known porn star. And I'm like, what are you wearing? He was wearing, like, this tight, skin-tight. I guess he wears this on some of his porns, too. And I'm like, who the hell are you? Get away from me. And then I was like, you shouldn't be wearing that. And he's like, why? Well, I was being a brat.
Yeah.
And he's like, why? I'm like, because it doesn't accentuate you well, if you know what I'm saying. Meanwhile, I had no idea he's a porn star. I was just being an asshole. Because I get in moods, and I was just, you know, I'm being funny.
Right.
I think I'm being funny. And it was being like, he was all cocky, too, you know, like literally. And so I was like, I'm going to put you in your place. You shouldn't be wearing really tight things, because it makes you look way smaller than you actually are.
Really?
And you look pretty damn small. You look the size of, like, a pinky. And oh my God, it was so funny. And then the guy that I was working for was like, Bruschetta! And I'm like, well, it's true. Look at him.
Yeah.
And then, because he was really rude to me in the very beginning. So I got in this thing. That's where it went off.
So you had to get back.
Yeah. And
somehow.
I was like, you know what? You should just take extends. Then you look better in the leotard. And then my friend Dave was like, oh my God, do you know who that is? And I'm like, no. Do I care? No, I don't. And he's like, that's like one of the biggest porn stars. And I'm like, well, I don't know how. What does he use? Like a prosthetic? Cock or something? Because I mean, it's I don't know.
Well, maybe he's a grower, you know, not a shower.
A grower, not a shower.
Yeah.
Why do people? Then you should. I mean, just why are you wearing spandex?
Yeah, no, that's crazy.
Who wears spandex?
Yeah,
come on.
That's crazy.
Anyway.
You know, but I wonder about this titillation that people get from a big black guy, you know, doing white chicks, you know, and usually like smaller girls and stuff, you know.
They want to because they're sick. They want to watch them rip.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, that is gnarly.
I'll tell you why, because I think men look at their penises as a weapon.
Oh, really?
Know? Yeah.
Do you look like your penis as a weapon?
I think most guys do. It's like they compare. You know?
Remember when I was like younger, one of my guy friends would be like, pow, 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 shooting you with my gun. We didn't know like what. We're like 5, and I would be like, really? And then I always thought, I'm like, God, if I have a kid and he starts doing that, it'd be funny, but like. Did you ever do that? Like,
shoot with it? No.
Yeah. At least you're not sword fighting, then you're all good. All right. Anyway, I'm going to stop with the jokes. Keep going.
Yeah. But I don't know. It's just, I was impressed by the size. I mean, these chicks have to hold the cock with two hands. You know?
Oh, my God. How did you even, like,
You should Google it.
I'm going to Google it now. I mean,
could you handle that size?
No.
No, huh?
No.
I know. It's all these, like, porn chicks.
But you wouldn't want to. That's the thing. You wouldn't want
to
because
it's not that much fun, huh?
No, it's not. Like I dated a guy for a while who was pretty large, and it didn't. I mean, sex sucked because it was hard. It was just too big. You couldn't even do like you can only do it like two different ways.
Right.
And then it was like.
And then it hurts.
Yeah.
Too, right?
And then you can't walk the next day. So what's the point? What's the point of that?
Yeah.
So that sucked.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess those porn girls. I mean, they get you know,
they get pummeled all the time. Yeah, so exactly. The bigger the better, because they stretch.
Yeah,
and
they can handle it.
Right.
But can you handle some? Can you imagine someone handling it up their ass? I mean, how the fuck do people
do that?
This? I'm sure. Oh, I'm sure people love anal. I don't know why, but they do. You know?
Not with a.
I'm not into it, but.
But like that, like, I don't know, with something that size, that would be insane.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You would just be bleeding out your ass for weeks. You know, I'd be like, oh no, I'm not in my period. It's my ass. No, it's my hemorrhoids. I just got pummeled by an 11-inch cock. What? You know, like.
I don't know, but it kind of feels, you know, when you imagine it, it feels like it would be cool to have a big cock like that.
Maybe,
you know?
But I will, I'm going to say
that. You can threaten people.
I want to ask him, I want to ask the girls that he's been with in the ass.
Uh-huh.
Do their shits just fall out of their ass afterwards?
It must, you know.
I'm just wondering,
it
because.
It must leave like a big hole.
It's got to leave a huge hole. I mean, I know like they contract and shrink and it's like a muscle, right? But still, like. I would think, like, it just falls out.
It stretches it out, you know. I mean,
oh my God.
I've
you
seen
can't,
pictures
like,
of women that just had, like, anal sex and stuff, and the whole fucking ass is, like, open.
I mean,
that's why I think it's gross, you know. I mean, the pussy is good enough for me, you know.
I just think about it. Now I'm like, what if you have to go to the bathroom and you're, like, holding it? You can't even, like, hold it to go somewhere. It's just going to splatter all over the place.
I know. And then you get ass juice on your dick and stuff.
Oh,
you know?
Sick. Okay.
Yeah. And some people probably have accidents and stuff, you know.
I mean, ass juice. It's not ass juice. It's literally poop.
Yeah.
You've got on your That's why, like, the porn star that was here, she's like, yeah, we took enemas. Remember, like, 2 days before to clean them out, and they don't, like, they just drink water and stuff? I'm like, that's crazy.
I know.
That's crazy.
Just to be able to do that.
Yeah. I have some of my friends that are gay that do that, too. Like, they take, like, enemas beforehand.
Wow.
So that drains them out.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. Wow. So check Lexington out to tonight at 4 on Channel 2. And you're talking about gays and stuff. I wanted to bring up, I guess, this big headline is DC Comics character is about to come out of the closet.
Really?
Yeah. Huh. Now that's pretty interesting. But
good.
They're saying it's not Superman or Batman or any of these. So I mean, I'm like curious because I guess they're trying to reflect the culture.
It's the Green Man, the big green giant.
The Incredible Hulk, you think?
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
It's Marvel. It's not...
I don't know.
I know. But, no, there's two main companies that do comics.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I know that. I just don't know who's the
I know all about it because my daughter's, like, into it right now. Don't ask me why. You know? She's 22 and she's into comics again. Okay, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, I can get into them, too. You know, they're for any age. But... So that's going to be interesting, you know, to see that. But
yeah,
they're
I
saying
wonder.
There's already a couple of female characters. One is, they're saying that Batwoman is an open lesbian.
Is she?
That's what they're saying, you know, I mean, in the comic books.
I don't think, I've never seen that.
Yeah.
Catwoman, you mean?
Batwoman.
Oh, I never knew there was a Batwoman.
Yeah, there is. Oh. There was a Batgirl. I didn't know there was a Batwoman, but maybe there is.
Maybe Batgirl finally became a woman.
Yeah.
She got pummeled in the butt. Now she's a woman.
Yeah,
girl.
Made her
you
grow.
You be a woman, no. Can't do the John Travolta voice, but there you go. It's from Pulp Fiction, one of my favorite movies.
Yeah, wasn't it a good movie?
It was a great movie.
And I mean, usually I never see a movie more than once, but I saw that one like 3-4 times.
Oh, I've seen it a million times.
Really?
Yeah, I actually can't wait for The Rock of Ages one to be out.
Yeah.
It's going to be really great.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah, I'm stoked about that.
And I started watching Mission Impossible at home, the new one. But I watch 15 minutes and then, you know, I can't fucking get my ass to sit through a whole movie.
Really?
And that's why I'm thinking I should start going to the movies again. Because once you're in a theater, you don't just get up and leave. You know, it's not like watching video.
Right.
I just can't sit on the couch for more than 20 minutes.
Do you have
minutes,
a good sound system?
Yeah. I mean, I have a great TV, great sound system and everything.
I don't know what to tell you.
I just don't get into movies that much. I don't know. Whatever.
Whatever. I can't wait to see. I want to see Snow White and the hench, whatever it's called.
Yeah, that looks pretty good, right?
Henchman, whatever it's called. And then I want to see the other Snow White, too. There's two of them out. So I want to see both of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they totally don't even look like the fucking story. I mean, at least one of them.
Well, one of them is about Snow White and the Huntsman.
Right.
So it's a different version with Kristen Stewart, which that one looks really good. I'm actually really excited to see that one.
That's not the one with Charlize Theron? That's the other one?
That's her, yeah. Oh. And then the other one is Julia Roberts.
Right.
So one has real midgets, and one has tall people that they shrunk down.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. The difference.
Yeah.
I remember because
I don't think
like,
I'll see either one of those. I mean, did you see this Red Riding Hood that came out?
I
mean,
I love Red Riding Hood.
Yeah?
I
did you like
it.
That
yeah.
movie?
I really, it was dark. Yeah. I like dark, you know, dark
okay.
things.
I guess
yeah.
so. Are you going to see Dark Shadows with Johnny Depp?
I want to, but I heard it sucks so bad.
Oh, really?
Don't even bother. But see, I love Tim Burton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, if you love Tim Burton, then you like Johnny Depp, and then you like the movies too,
I'll just
right?
download it.
Yeah.
Did I say that out loud? Oh, I think I did. I was going to talk about something this morning, and I can't... Oh, I can't remember what I was going to talk about.
Oh, I can't remember.
Oh, because it reminded me, because we sort of... Anyway, we were talking about clothes earlier, and I was talking about... we were talking about Juicy, like, you know, the line Juicy. Okay, what do you think the line... Juicy Couture, like the clothing company.
Okay.
What do you think...
Never heard of them, but,
they made
okay.
the name Juicy for? Because me, I never wear their clothes.
Uh-huh.
I won't. Because I don't want the word juicy. They, all their stuff, words are on their ass. So I don't want the word juicy on my ass.
Wow.
Because when I look at someone who wears the sweatpants that say juicy on them, I think of, ew, like diarrhea. No, I think
oh,
of like
really?
Diarrhea. Like they've got juiciness. Like they're kind of juicy farts, you know? Or like diarrhea in it. I'm being so gnarly today. But that's what I think of.
Right.
And I know it's like more of like, guys kind of being like, that ass is juicy, you know? Mm. But that's just disgusting to me. The word juicy, I think, is just gross.
Really?
It makes me,
that's
yeah,
interesting.
It makes me, because when things are juicy, if I bite into, you know, some kind of fruit, and it's juicy, and you
right.
get, like, the juice all over.
Right.
You know, I think if an ass is juicy, and you get the juice all over of an ass, that is, like, diarrhea poop.
Right.
You know?
But
farts.
Why would you think of ass, though?
Because it's written on the ass.
So?
Because all of juicy is stuff is written, they're, all their words are written on the ass.
Right.
So, I look at it like...
I don't know. Juicy is a good word, you know. What's it called? Juicy what?
Juicy Couture.
Juicy Couture.
I can't believe you've never heard of it. It's been around for years.
Right.
Anyway, it's a designer
yeah.
line, but...
Yeah. Well,
yeah.
Yeah, what do I know?
I can't...
Know, you know?
I know, but it's like... All the girl. Anyway, so it was a conversation this morning, and it just made me... Stemming from our ass conversation, I just had
right.
to say it.
Yeah, juicy. Juicy ass. Oh, my God. Does it get any more...
I don't know.
More
where are we
that?
Doing that? You know, and then I think about it, too, and it's like, once those girls... that have been, like, pummeled and are bigger. I mean, I know you can get operations to, like, shrink your punani, you know?
Yeah.
Like, okay, like, when you get stitches after, like, you have a baby, can you ask for extra stitches?
I don't know that.
I wonder. Like, I want to know.
Yeah.
These are things I want to know.
Things that make you
someone
go...
Someone write in and tell me.
Yeah.
Not that I'm planning on this for myself anytime soon. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
These are things that go through my brain. So I'm wondering, like, if this guy, Lexington, whatever his name is,
Steel.
I mean, Lexington Steel, mm-hmm. I mean, even the porn stars, like, I guess not, because they're pummeled all the time, so they kind of, like, want to be more.
Probably.
But I mean, does he, I guess he makes a dildo, right? With his cock.
Right.
Like, the
they
mold.
They have made that, yeah.
Who the hell would buy it? I just want to know. I mean, and I have to say, like, if you're a heavier chick, do you have... Oh, that is the
is it looser, you mean?
Yes.
Yeah. I
is
think
it bigger?
It is. I think it
well,
is.
Well, like, Asians are known for being smaller.
But not necessarily, yeah.
So, yeah. I never understood that because black guys like to be with Asians and vice versa. And Asians are so tiny.
Right.
And black guys are known to have bigger dicks.
Right.
So how does that work?
I don't know how it works, but I can tell you that I think Asian women are small because Asian men are small
right.
generally.
Yeah.
Right? And... you know, so I don't know. I don't know. But it's I think there's a certain titillation about it, you know, about grabbing a small chick and like, you know, just
ravaging her.
Yes. Deflowering her completely.
Wow. I guess so. I can see that.
But I don't think you can put in more than the tip. You know?
Oh, my God.
But as for larger women, I don't know. I mean, I've noticed. I haven't been with that many, okay, but I think it is a little larger.
Uh-huh.
It has to be. Everything is larger.
Right.
When you're heavier, you know.
I guess so, but then what if you're really small when you're younger and just got
right.
bigger?
Yeah,
so that's
exactly.
different. I guess if you're born like heavier and you're always been heavy your whole life and you can't
right.
help it, like maybe you're just bigger than
right.
I don't know. I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, but I don't think it's necessarily so, you know.
I was like, oh, God, I don't even know why I'm just going to stop. Just stop where I am.
Yeah,
digging myself in holes right now. Buried in holes.
I know. We're talking about a lot of different ones. Different holes.
What else is in the news? Let's change this.
All right. So now, you know Siri, right? On the iPhone 4S. And I guess IBM has outlawed Siri for its employees.
Why?
Because apparently what happens is every question you asked it, you ask it, goes into a database that mm-hmm. Apple owns. And IBM figures we don't want people to know what's going on with us.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So that's a pretty big thing, you know, because...
Well, that's kind of really fucked up. How can they keep that on a database?
They do, because, I mean, to use Siri, you have to have an online connection. Yeah, because they probably keep teaching it different things all the time.
I was going to say, it's probably, and you're not really going to ask it anything. I mean, don't get me wrong, we ask it some crazy things, like, Siri, will you take it up the ass? And it'll be like, I'm not qualified to answer that. And it's really funny, and we, like, start cracking up, you know? So, but most of the time, I guess it would be get directions somewhere or ask about a place.
Yeah, or search for things or create an appointment and stuff.
Right.
Or call someone.
Right.
So it does have its uses, you know, but to just ask it stupid questions, that's just for the fun of it. But it does save you a lot. Like if you want to make an appointment or something on your calendar, just say make an appointment with Brigetta on Thursday at 12, bam, it does it for you. You know, so just imagine how many clicks you'd have to go through just to do that.
Right.
You know.
And I could see.
You can send text with it also. You can dictate text, which is cool.
Yeah, I guess with the text thing, though, if they're saving all of that in their database, that's really scary.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want my shit out there either.
I know, but you know what? There's no privacy out there with anything, you know? I
mean, right.
You're on Twitter, you're on Facebook, you know, there's no...
Yeah, but if I'm Twitter and Facebook, it's what I want to put on there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
So...
But people can find out anything about you. I mean, shit, you know, you can find out where anybody lives, who they've been married to, and without spending any money or anything, you just look up people, and there's people connections and shit like that, you know?
I've done it.
People search. Yeah, I know. It's pretty scary. I mean, I looked myself up. It knows who I've been married to.
Really?
Yeah, it knows my relatives. It knows fucking everything, man.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. There was this app that you could do that with and pay a dollar and you get more.
Yeah.
And so I got, like, all kinds of stuff on people. I was like, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, you can pay a premium and get a lot more information. Like, bankruptcies and, you know, divorces and all that shit. You know, everything that's in public documents, people can find out about you, and the internet's made it so much easier.
Crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you want to use Siri, don't work for IBM.
I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I think I'll be all right.
So American Idol is over. They announced the winner.
Who won?
Philip Phillips, whoever he is. It was down to two, I guess, him and Jessica Sanchez, I guess. And it's funny to talk about something that you don't even watch, but it's such a big deal, this American Idol.
It really is to most people.
You know, and I like it. I always watch the beginning of the seasons where they audition the people. You know, that's like really funny and interesting. But once they get singing and stuff, it's boring.
Yeah.
You know, these people are not that good.
Well, I think he wound up in the hospital, too. I remember reading that on some Twitter update.
Really? The winner?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he was in the hospital for something.
Wow.
Anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so that's American Idol. I think Dancing with the Stars was also over, although that one I really don't care about.
I watched The Apprentice.
Did you?
Yeah, only because it was on. But that was pretty interesting. He won.
Wasn't that like Arsenio Hall?
He won, And you know what? He's trying to get a late night show. I actually really like him.
Yeah?
And I, you know, watching that show, I really can't stand Clay Aiken. He's always gotten on my nerves. Mm. He gets on my freaking nerves even more. What a douchebag.
Really?
He thinks he's hot shit. He is a complete douchebag.
You think so?
Oh, my God. I can't stand him. I liked his event. I thought his event was very well done. But I didn't like, he doesn't work with people, like, very well. Mm. He actually, like, yells at everyone and people, like, yell. He's just not a good, like, he would not be a good apprentice, basically. Because you have to be able to get along with everyone. We're watching Arsenio Hall. He's more, like, heartfelt and sensitive. And,
I'm surprised he lasted the whole game, you know? I mean, we watched the first couple of episodes and stuff. And but I'm surprised he won. That's pretty good, you know?
Oh, that's pretty good.
And it's a good show. It's a good show. It's just 2 hours. It's too long, man.
Yeah.
So let's see. Dancing with the Star. Donald Driver, I guess. So that's a Green Bay Packer.
Yeah.
And so he won.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know. I'm not into that dancing and shit.
Actually, that's one thing I'll say is being in New York, I had a blast because we went to the Hudson Hotel one night and really great place. And
yeah, that's like a boutique hotel, right?
Yeah.
It's like really, I forgot the name of the designer, but we went by there. It's got a really cool lounge downstairs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, like a disco type of a
place.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool. Yeah. And then the upstairs is a rooftop and it's amazing.
Yeah, that designer has a hotel in San Francisco also and that we stayed at. And I don't know where else,
okay,
but yeah, it's like every room is kind of different.
Oh, I didn't know that.
But yeah, it's very small. The rooms are very small, they say. Yeah. So anyway.
Yeah, it was cool. Like I really loved the vibe there. It was packed and great dancing and stuff. And it's like one of the things I miss, and I used to be a dancer in New York, and there's so many dancers there. So it's like I can dance and be silly and like we build circles and take turns, like, you know, doing like dances in the middle and like, okay, go, your turn, go. Yeah. And like everyone's encouraging and like everyone's dancing. You go to out in LA and no one's dancing.
Really?
They're standing around or they're like barely moving. It's not the same.
Not the same.
No, huh? And I guess it's because there's so many artsy artists and everyone's dancers in New York. New York's a city of full dancers.
Plus people here pose, you know? I mean, people just go to a club and they pose. You
know? And I'm like, it's so lame.
Yeah,
I'm like, dance around.
Dance. Yeah.
So we were having a blast. I was like, I really miss that. And I really like the fact that I could, you know, dance around and be awesome again.
Yeah.
So, that was cool.
Yeah, so you had a good time.
Yeah. I want to start taking dance classes again. I really, really miss dance.
Yeah.
I might check up. And since we had Debbie Allen on the show,
right,
I might actually check in and see what classes she's got to offer for, like, the summer and do, like, a Saturday class or something.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be cool. If you miss it, you should do it for sure.
Yeah.
You know?
I really
do. Enjoy it and stuff, you know?
Being back in New York just, like, it gave me that artsy vibe again. And, like, I'm feeling myself. I want to start getting back in my art. I want to start dancing again. Feeling it's good. It's good stuff.
Yeah. There's so much more action in New York than here, huh?
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
When you're there, when I'm there and I think about LA, it seems like a graveyard or something, you know? I mean, there's no people walking here.
Yeah.
You know, there's no action.
No one walks here. Yeah. They're like, walking? What? You're crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah. No. Mm-mm.
So guess who's going to play Casey Anthony in a movie? They're making a...
shut up.
They're making a movie, a Lifetime movie. It's actually an actress I don't know, but if you've been watching Baxter, then you would know her. Her name is Holly DeVoe.
Mm.
And
what's a Baxter?
Baxter is that series about a serial killer.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's on Showtime, I think, or something.
Got it.
Yeah, it's been on forever. I'm surprised you haven't heard of it.
Mm-mm.
I've never watched it, but I know of it. But anyway, she's beautiful, and they're saying there's a resemblance to Casey Anthony. I don't see it there, but maybe there is. I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's based on the book that I read that was written by the prosecutor, called Prosecuting Casey Anthony. I think that's the name of the book.
Wow.
So at any rate, that's going to be the name of the show as well. And I'd like to watch that. I was like fascinated with this fucking trial, man. I read the book on it, and I couldn't believe how she misled everybody with her lies.
Right.
And it's like she wouldn't stop with these lies. You know, I mean, even when they caught her in a lie, she would still continue to lie. You know, she like sort of like built stories in her mind, and she believes them.
That's crazy.
You know. But the fact that she walked free, man, is just like...
pisses me off.
Fuck that shit, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pisses me off.
Yeah. So that's that.
And I don't understand that. And she was like, she killed one baby, right? She didn't have like... I can't remember. I always get confused.
Yeah, she had one kid.
Okay.
Yeah, Kaylee. And...
I don't remember all this.
Yeah,
but...
she killed her.
Wow.
Yeah. I know. And
I can't even imagine. I mean, what makes, so this is where I want to like get into the brain of someone. What makes them tick like that? What makes them, you know, like, it's just so like, what the fuck?
Well, we can't know, you know, but I think based on evidence of things that she did, I mean, she went out and got a tattoo that says Bella Vita, which is beautiful life. And she was seen partying and shit. And this is during the period where her daughter was missing. I mean, now how many people do you know would be doing that?
I would be crying my eyes out, and I would be hiring detectives the entire time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
So,
wow. I can't believe she got off.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, it's also about the trial and about the jury, and there's a lot of different things that can help acquit a person.
Yeah.
She'll get herself in trouble again, just like OJ did.
Yeah.
And end up in jail.
Yeah, somewhere. And write a book and say, if I did it.
Yeah. What a fucking
what
asshole.
What a fucking asshole. But you can't be charged twice for the same thing.
No,
so.
No, you can't.
Yeah. What the hell?
Yeah, but he's in jail for something else, and good for him. You know, these people, they always get in trouble. So if they don't go to jail for one thing, they'll go for another.
Yeah. Yeah. Wow.
All right. Wow. Well, anyway, that's the show for today. Brigitta, thank you.
Thank you.
So you're still hit by the jet lag, huh? It's probably going to take you a day.
I am. Can you tell I'm out of it?
Yeah.
I really am.
No, you're not out of it at all. No, but I'm sure you will be tonight.
Yeah. I'm like, I need to.
All right, everybody. Thanks for listening. We'll see you all tomorrow.
Bye.
You have been listening to Sam in the Morning with Brigitta, which airs every Monday through Friday from 10 to 11 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sam in the Morning with Brigitta is an LA Talk Radio production where we say what we want.